I am thankful to be back, not back to normal, but back to a lot closer to normal than what I've been for 2 or 3 weeks. I deeply appreciate your prayers, your concerns, your help tangibly in every way. I deeply appreciate that, and I want you to know from the bottom of my heart that I very much appreciate that. I do desire your prayers. I'm going to try and return to work tomorrow, and I finished up the treatment for the pneumonia yesterday, and trust that is cleared up. I still am not feeling strong and robust, but I do believe I'm on the mend, and just pray there not be any setbacks and any complications. As I was meditating this for the message both yesterday and again this morning, as I meditated what to bring, I was thinking back. Every year I kind of take inventory of the previous year and look forward to the coming year, some plans on different levels, financially, physically. A lot of times, even at work, you know, there's goals and plans that we look forward to as we start a new year. But we also spend some time reviewing the previous year. And 2020 has come to a close. And what a year it was. It was unusual. It was a very challenging year with a lot of unexpected happenings, starting way back in March, which seems like so long ago, with the effects of the COVID virus and the pandemic. Along the way this year, that's created many physical challenges with the pandemic, but there's also been many emotional challenges and financial challenges that have come as a result of it. And top that off, we've seen a lot of upheavals in our society. Seen some very distressing things, some evil things. Some of the foundations of our very nation and our society seem to be in danger of being destroyed. And as I reflected on the year, I wanted to make sure we correctly evaluate this past year. There's been a lot of it that was bad. Amen? A lot of things that were distressing, a lot of things that we wish were different. And a lot of these issues still linger. They ain't all gone with 2020. And this can create a sense of dread and fear for the future, both personally and collectively. So as we reflected on the year, I wanted to make sure we correctly evaluate this past year. And by correct, you never have a real correct evaluation or picture of the situation without having God in the picture. Without having God, what's God doing? What's God's plan? Where's God at? And I'll tell you this, without hesitation, God has been faithful in 2020. God once again proved himself faithful through the year 2020. God is still God. He's still in control. Nothing took him by surprise. Nothing he wasn't prepared for. God's love and care for us has not wavered in spite of the challenges. And as we mark the end of 2020, I want to make sure that we also mark God's faithfulness to us. So many look back, and I know everybody saying how bad 2020 was. And I remember all the bad things of 2020. And everybody, when it comes to mind, remember all the challenges, all the distresses, everything bad in 2020. But this morning, I want to lift your eyes a little bit. Yes, 2020 is bad. Yes, there's a lot of distressing things. But God continues to be faithful to you and I. I thought of the story in 1 Samuel 7:7. I'm going to read a little bit of passage here. And when the Philistines heard that the children of Israel were gathered together in Mizpah, the lords of the Philistines went up against Israel. When the children of Israel heard it, they were afraid of the Philistines. And the children of Israel said unto Samuel, cease not to cry unto the Lord our God for us, that he'll save us out of the hand of the Philistines. And Samuel took a sucking lamb and offered it for a burnt offering wholly unto the Lord. And Samuel cried unto the Lord for Israel, and the Lord heard him. And as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel. But the Lord thundered with a great thunder on that day upon the Philistines and discomfited them, and they were smitten before Israel. And the men of Israel went out of Mizpah and pursued the Philistines and smote them until they came to Bethkar. Then Samuel took a stone, and he set it between Mizpah and Shin and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. This was one of the times of danger in the history of the children of Israel. The army of the Philistines had come out to battle them, and they were no match for this army of the Philistines. And they knew it, and they were afraid, and they, in their distress, they cried out to God. And God heard their prayers. God provided a miraculous deliverance from the armies of the Philistines. They earnestly sought God's help, and He answered them miraculously. And at the end of this, when the threat was gone, when the victory is won, Samuel set up a memorial stone to commemorate this great event. It's a physical reminder. When he said he set a stone, I am positive it wasn't, like the size of a basketball. It was a big stone, a monument, if you will. And it was be a physical reminder for years to come that when one would ask about what does this stone mean, this Ebenezer, what does it mean, one would be able to recount the story of God's faithfulness and deliverance. So Samuel took a stone and set up between Mizpah and Shin and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, "Hitherto hath the Lord helped us." This was a reminder of God's help to him. My mind went to this simple thought. As we mark the end of 2020, we need to make sure we don't just focus on the difficulties and challenges presented by the past year, but we also make note of God's help. God has been faithful. God has been faithful to you. He's been faithful to me. Many of us have survived things that we feared, things that we thought impossible to face, things that we thought there was no answer for. We have faced them and survived them because God made a way. God's preserved us. He's taken some of us through the trial. He's taken others around the trial. And most of us have had a little bit of both. A little bit of going through some, avoiding some. But God's proved Himself faithful in all of it. Many of us are actually ending 2020 better than what we began 2020. That's for me personally. I'm stronger spiritually, more focused spiritually than what I began 2020. I'm more reliant on God at the end of 2020 than I was before. And those are good things. God has walked us through some very difficult times, physically, financially, spiritually, in every way, and proved Himself faithful. Some of us are actually ending better than what we began the year. And for all the upheaval and all the confusion and all the things that went on in 2020, that truly is something worth raising a monument to God for. Some are even better off financially than when the year of 2020 began, because God has provided through the difficulties. Some are better in their workplace because God's helped rearrange their work in such a way that it made their life better. I'm also pleased with the congregation's response to these challenges. I talked to many of you, and I know many of you have grown spiritually. Whether you realize it or not, I can see it. You've grown spiritually this year. You've been through the battles. You've come through some things. But your reliance on God and your confidence in God is growing. Your seriousness about walking the Christian life has grown. And in spite of not being able to meet together regularly, our bond of love is still strong within the congregation. And I deeply appreciate that. This past year has caused many to dread and fear the future. But if we allow our minds to take in God's faithfulness, this past year can actually cause us to have hope and confidence in the future, strengthened in God. We faced a lot of fearful things, but God proved Himself faithful. I wanted to challenge us this morning to raise an Ebenezer at the end of 2020. Take some time today. Hopefully you don't have a lot of things planned. Hopefully you got some time. Take some time today. Write down God's blessings to you in 2020. Write down how God's been faithful to you in 2020. Write down how God has helped you survive the difficulties of 2020. The future still lies unseen ahead. It always does. 2020 may present even more challenges than 2020 has. I don't know. Nobody else knows that either. Except God knows, and God cares about us. Let's mark the end of 2020 with an Ebenezer. Let's draw a line in the sand. Let's implant it in our mind that when we think of 2020, we don't just think of the difficulties. We don't just think of the trials. We don't just think of what went wrong. But instead, we can say, "Hitherto hath the Lord helped me." It's by the grace and help of God that we're here today, where we're at in life. It's by the grace and help of God that you're where you're at today. There have been and will be difficult times. This ain't heaven. That isn't going to change till we get there. Even for Christians, this life has setbacks. It has trials. We experienced some in 2020. Expect to experience some in 2021. Life has challenges and difficulties and even disappointments. Don't be surprised by that. The difference of this Christian life is not the absence of hard places. The difference is we have one who goes with us to help us. We have a Heavenly Father who's looking out for us, helping us, preparing the way ahead for us, searching out the dangers, searching out, nothing takes Him by surprise. And if our hand is clasping His, He can take us through whatever we face. We need to stop occasionally and look back and review the help we've received. Life continues to turn forward, right? It can become a never-ending cycle if we allow it. That's why I like the end of years. That's why I like celebrations. This is a new time. But we're marking the end of an old time. And as we mark the end of 2020, let's erect an Ebenezer. Mark the progress God has given us. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Has brought us to today, and it's with that confidence that we face the coming year. No matter what the twists and turns and surprises, this much I know, God will remain faithful. You know, not only should you take a little time to reflect, but when you reflect, it ought to cause thanksgiving to well up in your heart. It ought to cause you, everybody faced a lot of things in 2020. We're privileged to have a God who cares about us. We're privileged to have a God who is looking after us, who knows about it, who is faithful. Take some time to thank God for His help this past year, and in fact, to rejoice in what God's done for you. You know, in the Old Testament, times were set aside for feasting and celebration, most often in remembrance of something. Amen? Let's use this as a time for renewed thankfulness for God's goodness. Psalms 95:1 says, "Come, let us sing unto the Lord, make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving, make a joyful noise unto Him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods." God still reigns in spite of everything. And I see the news. I don't read a lot of it because it's distressing, but I know enough to know what's going on. I know we're in turmoil as a nation. I know the forces of evil seem very strong. I know their plans are not for our good in many ways. But I know we have a God who oversees it all. And that God has proven faithful to me through the year 2020. Not everything worked out perfect. Not everything set up great for 2021. But whatever the future holds, God still loves me, cares about me, and will prove Himself faithful. And for that, we need to pause and have a period of real thanksgiving, erect in our minds a marker, an Ebenezer, that when we think of 2020, our only thoughts aren't disaster and gloom, but our thoughts are, "Wow, what a year. God was faithful again. Psalms 101, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It's He that made us, not we ourselves. We're His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endureth to all generations. Psalms 118:28. Thou art my God. I will praise Thee. Thou art my God. I will exalt Thee. O give thanks to the Lord, for He's good, for His mercy endureth forever. Just wanted to challenge us. Let's take some time to review the past year with a proper perspective. See the events of the past year in the context of God's faithfulness and care for you. Review all the events with a focus on how God helped you in the distressing events. Don't just see the battle. Don't just see the challenge. Don't focus on the losses. Instead, see God's response, God's faithfulness, God's goodness. And if you do, as we face 2021, we can be reminded of God's goodness, that He has brought us safely to where we're at today. And with that, we can keep our hope and our faith and our confidence for the coming year and the coming years. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Amen? Hitherto hath the Lord helped us.